9:30, please stand and join us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. Before we get into the rest of the agenda, I'd like to bring up Mr. Leventry from the Water and Sewer Department. I think he has some good news for us today. Mr. Leventry?
Thank you. Let me begin by just briefly reviewing some recent history from 2008 when we were directed to develop ways to lower water and sewer costs and rates to customers. And we presented a plan earlier in 2008 which we called Back to Basics. And Back to Basics was talking about reduction of salaries and labor costs, reducing purchase services. We eliminated the summer help program, made an effort to significantly reduce electric costs, reduce some of the programs that we were engaging in terms of environmental awareness and public relations. We had treated some employees as they resigned to take other jobs. We didn't replace them. And we were able to make some significant budget reductions coming into 2009. That led to, going into 2009, we further reduced labor costs by about 10% several months ago, and were able to refinance some sewer bonds. But at the end of the day, what it did was we pulled out over $3 million of costs from our water and sewer operations over the course of the last 12 to 15 months. And today is the time where the customers will see the benefit of those lower water and sewer costs. We developed a cost of service analysis for both our water and our sewer operations, and developed a new rate plan that is reflective of dramatically reduced water and sewer rates to our customers. We went through it's called a cost of service study, and we analyzed the amount of revenue that we need to collect to sustain our water and sewer operations. Very simple. And we allocated the cost of those operations to each of our customer classes, our residential, commercial, industrial, and multifamily customer classes. We allocated cost to each customer class based on the costs and demands that each customer class places on the water and sewer system and the infrastructure. In that manner, we were able to develop a rational and defensible basis for rates for our customers that reflects a steep decline in our system of rates and charges. The average residential customer will see a 13% lower sewer bill beginning in June of this year. A typical residential water bill will be reduced by about 5.5%. Multifamily customers will see monthly water and sewer bills that will be almost 20% lower than what they are today. And perhaps most significantly, our business class customers, our commercial and industrial customers, will receive monthly bills that will be over 20% lower than what we currently charge them. The proposed rates would be effective beginning in June and remain in effect through the end of 2010. With that, therefore, I'm recommending to the board adopt our new system of rates and charges, our rate plan. It's on the agenda this morning. And I want to thank you for your leadership and your direction. For without that, we wouldn't have been able to do what we're doing today and asking you to do today. With that, I'll take any questions.
Questions, comments?
Just want to express my appreciation, Bob. Excellent job, you and your staff. And I appreciate the good press release also, Dusty. It covered it all. And it's great from the standpoint of economic development for our future as well, because we have several companies in Butler County that do use a large amount of water, and I think it's going to be good for them as well as our everyday customers. So it's good news, and I appreciate your effort on it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Bob, I just want to say congratulations to you. And, you know, from the very beginning of our new year, we've had a number one goal of making sure that we take care of the ratepayer, our bosses. And they count on us to make sure that we deliver the best possible service at the lowest possible price. And that has been your mandate from us to go do that. And you've done that very admirably. And it's also the great relationship that you and Sue have had, not only with the rest of the management team, but also with the labor unions, because they also know that, you know, the number one customer is our boss and their bosses. So this is great news for the residents of Butler County and our service area. And it's also, as Chuck says, a great retention tool in a time of when companies like Pierre Foods, that is our largest water and sewer user, can need some good news. And I think that what you're telling me, that this is hundreds of thousands of dollars of savings for them on a yearly basis. So that is, I'm sure, going to make them very happy and hopefully retain jobs for Butler County residents. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I concur, Bob. I'd like to say, first of all, you know, it's a great first step. But our mission's just started. You know, we've come a long ways, but we've still got a ways to go. Okay. I think with the goal that we've set, as far as the county being able to be in control of the water it pumps out of the ground, whether we build our own or negotiate some sort of regional agreement, I think our rates are even going to go lower, and they should go lower. Obviously, when you look at the rate study chart, we're at the bottom still. We need to get to the top. That's our goal, and all three commissioners have been adamant about getting to the top of that list. And that's one list. You want to be on the top and not the bottom, and we're working on that. So thank you for all that. And it does come down to, you know, I know we took a little bit of negative news, press, if you want to call it, about making the cuts, and we were overstaffed. We needed to make those cuts, and we need to make more cuts. But you know, we need to work through that as we're doing. But the end result, I think, was exactly what we said when we said we had to do it. Look, it's painful. Nobody likes to do it. But, you know, the taxpayers have had enough. They can't, you know, we need to lower their rates. And we say smaller government and less government. This is just not saying it. This is seeing it. Okay, when you can reduce these kind of numbers. And more importantly, in this economy, like Commissioner Furman said and Commissioner Jolivet, it's about creating and retaining jobs. Right. And this is tool number one. So, you know, on behalf of the commissioners and myself, I'd like to say, you know, great job. Keep it up.
Thank you.
And I think we're going to see some great things coming out of the Water and Sewer Department in the next few years. Thank you very much. Well, and, thank the employees for, I know they've gone the extra mile, working harder, some for less, some doing more jobs. And without them, we couldn't deliver this kind of a pay cut. So
absolutely,
rate cut. So thank you, and thank them for us.
I will do that.
Right. Also, like to just add that I think that this provides an opportunity for us, and for you, Bob, to team with Mike Angling and his department with Economic Development, to go out and market our new rates, and especially our commercial and business rates, to find ways to get this word out to not only the companies that are here, but also, I mean, they'll see it in their bills, but also to possible potential businesses that are looking to relocate. It's certainly a great tool to be able to use. So we need to join your forces together with Economic Development to maybe even possibly go out on visits and missions to different companies. I think that'd be a good idea.
I'll get with Mike and his group, and we'll go down that road.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Bob, we have a press release to release today, correct?
Yes, we do. Dusty has a press release and a news release. Our website's been updated or will be updated, and we'll be doing some bill inserts to customers too, and try to roll this out to the public so they're aware of the good news.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Tim, you want to take us through the resolutions to be adopted?
Certainly. We have 12 travel requests to consider today. First is from Veteran Services, McPherson, Stamper, and Perry to attend the Summer Training Conference, Columbus, Ohio, July 10, 11, and 12, $1,369. Veteran Services again, Smith, Biondo, and Stewart to attend the same conference, $1,369. Veteran Services with Johnson and Blevins to attend the Summer Training Conference, but this is on July 29th in Columbus, $272. Veteran Services again with Infield, Thurman, and McPherson, and most of these are board members, by the way, to attend their summer conference July 29th, $408. Next, Dog Warden Julie Holmes to attend the National Animal Control Training Academy Level 1 certification, $900, Louisville, Kentucky, July 19 to 24. Next, from the coroner's office, Coroner Richard Burkhart, Marilyn Burkhart, Clint Nigg, and Deborah Lathy to attend the Ohio State Coroners Association 2009 Education Conference, Columbus, Ohio, $1,000, May 6 through May 10. Next, Gary Yates from Court Services Adult Probation to attend the Ohio Chief Probation Officer Association training for offender motivation and assisting behavior, $500, Columbus, Ohio, May 6, 7, and 8. Next, Nancy Nix and Lori Sullivan from the Treasurer's Department to attend the 2009 CTAO Spring Conference, Dublin, Ohio, $1,400, May 11 through May 14th. Next, from the Recorder's Office, Recorder Danny Crank, Denise Gall and Karen Young to attend the Managing Fiscal Resources Conference in Pickwell, Ohio, May 4th, $150. That's put on by the CCAO. Next, from Court Services Common Pleas, Mary Swain and Gary Yates to attend the Ohio Association of Court Administrators training on continuing education, seeking excellence in court administration, $1,500, Columbus, Ohio, May 13, 14, and 15. Next, from the Prosecutor's Office, Dan Ferguson, to attend the 9th Annual Emerging Trends in Fraud Investigation Conference, White Collar Crime Training, $600, May 4 and 5, Columbus, Ohio. Next, Susan Schultz from the Prosecutor's Office to attend the same conference, same date, same amount. As we move into transfers and appropriations, we have six items to consider today. First is a transfer of $180,000 from the general fund to the soil and water grant. This is an annual transfer for their particular operation. Next is to advance $215,000 to the airport fund on an advance basis in order to accommodate the purchase of property. That property will be reimbursed by the FAA. Next is the Concealed Carry Fund, Fund 1024, an increase of budget of $5,000 in order to purchase file cabinets and storage for concealed carry files. Next, the Capital Improvement Fund, Fund 2000. This is a transfer between accounts of $200 to enable the purchase of a computer for the Butler County Sheriff's Office. Next is the Airport Fund to accept the transfer of $215,000 as an advance for property acquisition. Next, the Health Department. The Health Department is advancing to fund $6,007, $54,455 until such time as they receive their monies from the Ohio Department of Health. And finally, number six is an increase of budget of $6.90, an increase of $100 in the Mobile Inspection Fund, Fund 6003, in order to pay workers' comp tax and or fees and state fees. As we move on to personnel, we have 13 personnel actions today. First is to amend a previous resolution 0902-0225 in order to establish the proper termination date for some non-bargaining unit job classifications that have been abolished. Next is to accept the resignation of Mary Lynn Loader from as the Environmental Division Head in Water and Sewer. Next is to approve the promotion of Dennis Filippini to a collective bargaining unit member in Children's Services to the level of Social Services Worker 4 in the amount of $24.04, a 5.5% change. Next is to approve a step increase for Susan Bond, collective bargaining unit member Children's Services, to $18.36 effective April 13th, 3.3%. Next is to approve a step increase for Shannon Brakefield, collective bargaining unit member Children's Services, to $20.27 effective April 11th, 3.4%. Next is to approve a step increase for Samantha Williams, collective bargaining unit member Children's Services, to $17.65, a 3.3% change. Next is to approve a step increase for Michelle Morris, collective bargaining unit member Children's Services, to $17.65, a 3.3% change. Next is to approve a step increase for Lisa Cook, collective bargaining unit member in Children's Services, to $18.47, a 3.3% change. Next is to approve a license agreement, a license pay adjustment for Ashley Creedy, a collective bargaining unit member Children's Services, from $19.29 to $20.06 effective April 13th. Next is to approve a longevity pay adjustment for Robert Barker, collecting bargaining unit member, Children's Services, to $26.27, a 0.5% change. Next, you're requested to accept the resignation of Carrie Stewart as Social Services Worker 3 for Children's Services. You're requested to hire Rhonda Sneed as Social Services Worker 2, Children's Services, at a rate of $16.61. You know, per hour. And finally, you're requested to approve the abolishment of a position in the commercial building inspection area in zoning and create a position in the building inspection area under community development block grant. As we move on to Job and Family Services, there are four items to consider today. First is to approve a child care contract with Lapeet Academy, April 1/09 to March 31/10. In the amount of $109,500. Next is to approve another child care contract for Grace Baptist Church, May 1/09, April 30th, 2010, for up to $36,200. Next is to approve a child care contract with Ivy's Creative Angels Academy, Inc., May 1/09 to April 30th, 2010, for up to $84,200. Next is to approve Job and Family Services to a contract to with Shared Harvest Food Bank for subsidized employment program services from April 10th, 09 to March 31, 010 for up to $4,500. As we move on to Water and Sewer, Water and Sewer has four requests for you today. First is to award a contract number 09A6 for the Swordsville Water Reclamation Facility Phase 1. To AmeriCon, Inc., in the amount of $1,787,500, and for Contract A, General, and to, that is for Contract A, the General, and to Rapier Electric in the amount of $259,071 for Contract B, which is the electrical portion of the project. Next, as reported by the director, Bob Leventree, you're requested to adopt and approve new water rates and sewer rates effective June 1, 2009, which both reflects reduction, you know, but also a simplification in the billing categories within those two rate structures. Next, you're requested to approve a 12-month sewer adjustment to Countryside Village Mobile Home Park in amount of $77,477 for sewer credits. So we move on to the engineer. The engineer has four items as well today.
Jim, did you miss one?
Duke.
Yep, I'm sorry. Finally, water and sewer, it requests you to approve and execute an agreement with Duke Energy in participation with Duke's Power Share Program. This is a special contract with Duke that we're paid an incentive that at certain peak periods of time, we were power down or lower our energy demand at certain peak intervals throughout the year. Now, as we move on to the Butler County engineer, we have four items to consider. First is to approve the appointment of Greg Wilkins and Dennis Kral, the representatives on the Issue 2 District 10 Integrating Committee, with Del Sweeterman and Bob Levendry appointed as alternatives. This particular term is from June 109 to May 31, 2012. The engineer requests you to approve a transfer of surety to the engineer's office for the completion of outstanding work for the Westchester Reserve subdivision. This is a performance bond that we're holding for this property, and we're moving on the performance bond in order to complete the work that's necessary on that project. Next, you're requested to transfer a surety to the engineer's office for the completion of outstanding work for Westchester Reserve. This is another similar project that will be going against the bond in order to complete the work that is necessary within those two subdivisions. The engineer also requests you to grant a special hauling permit to ICS Equipment LLC. Under miscellaneous, we have four items for you to consider. First, a request to advertise for bids for pharmacy services for the Butler County Sheriff's Office. Next is to approve and execute a contract for Pictometry International Corp. for oblique aerial photography in the amount of $214,610. Next is to approve a continuation of the interim agreement with Animal Friends. This is just the distribution out of the Dog and Kennel Fund, you know, in support of the animal shelter operation that's mandated by the Ohio Revised Code relating to that particular fund. Next is to approve a expense of $12.49 to Stephanie Harris for an award ceremony. And finally, you've been presented with 77 payments on the now certificates for your consideration.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman.
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet.
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon.
Yes. Does anyone in the audience have anything to bring up? Josh, anything? Okay. Any commissioners?
I just have just one thing, and it was what we accepted today goes along with our water and sewer decrease, and it signifies what tough decisions that we've had to make with regards to personnel. And today we accepted the resignation of Mary Lynn Loader, and I just want to say publicly that I want to thank Mary Lynn for her professionalism and her dedication to Butler County. She did an outstanding job for us, and unfortunately we had to make some tough decisions, but I certainly wish her the best of luck in the future.
I agree. So did you make a second?
I didn't.
On the roll?
Yes, yeah, we already did that. I'm just making
it. Got me off.
I'm sorry.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.